Hello and welcome to the Afloat podcast. This week I spoke to adventurer Mark Pollock, who last year became the first blind person to reach the South Pole. Now he's trying his hand at sailing. Rather than easing himself into it, Mark's jumping in at the deep end. Sponsored by Irish property website Daft, he's joining Mick Liddy to try and win the Round Ireland. Blind, double-handed, in a Class 40.
Well, I've always known about the Round Ireland. I used to sail when I was younger, only in mirrors. And since I've gone blind, I haven't really been in a boat. But I have been racing on deserts and mountains and at the North Pole and the South Pole. But every time I do a new adventure race, I try to do something different. And earlier on this year, I got chatting to Mick Liddy, and the Round Ireland race was discussed. And now it looks like we're on, and we're going to enter and race in the event in June.
The boat you're in is a Class 40. It's pretty high powered in comparison to a lot of the other boats that will be doing it, and they'll be fully crewed. What do you know about the boat, and what kind of an environment is an ocean racing boat for someone like yourself who can't see?
Well, a Class 40, Mick tells me, is the best boat that we could get in order to do this event. And the reason for that, it's designed for double-handed sailing, so it'll be ideal for two people, myself and Mick, to race. And all of the sheets and the, I know you're not supposed to say ropes on a boat, but everything comes back into the cockpit, so it can all be controlled from the cockpit. So Mick can be down below and I can be on deck, or I can be down below and Mick can be on deck, and one of us can be in charge of the boat when the other's down below. So it's an ideal boat for the two of us. And from a blind perspective, being on a boat it's actually a relatively comfortable environment for me, because everything's in the same place. Just like when I'm in a tidy tent at the South Pole, the team all had their places on where we were sleeping. We all knew where our kit was. I knew where the other guy's kit was. And it was a very tidy tent, an easy environment for me to know where everything was. When it comes to sailing, the boat is the same. I can feel where the tiller is, where the cleats are, where the winches are, and I can get familiar with my surroundings. So it's probably an easier environment for me to operate in than a stroll down Grafton Street in Dublin, because that's constantly changing.
The race itself, 705 miles, it's one of the classic ocean races. You haven't done a massive amount of sail racing before. What kind of training are you taking on at this stage, and what do you envisage doing between now and June when the race starts?
Well, as a relatively inexperienced sailor, we've got to spend time on the water. But in order to do the race and get round Ireland safely, I need to be in a position that if something goes wrong with Mick, that I'm going to be able to sail the boat safely. And in order to do that, I'm going to adapt my systems to make all the navigation that I'll need available through speech. So we're sourcing and I've found a talking GPS. We'll be getting a talking wind gauge, a talking compass, plus backups. And from early trials being out sailing, I can sail the boat when we're beating just by feel, but I need the compass and I need the GPS to be able to work out what's going on if I'm on my own. So we're working in the next 2 months. We'll be working on systems to try and get around the blind difficulty so that I'm contributing and not just a passenger on the boat, because 5, 6, 7 days out there makes good, but I don't think he can stay awake for seven days straight, and we don't want to be, you know, we can't just stop. We need to keep going 24 hours a day for the full week. So I've got to be able to contribute and do my bit, and also do my bit in terms of racing, not just going for a sail.
And lastly on that, Mark, this is a race. You're going to be competing against